Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. And this is Yelcomeback. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to yet another episode of This is Yelcomeback. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott.
And I'm Superintendent and Coroner, Baby Smith Jones Johnson. And I just closed on a new house. It was a prefab job, and the model was Barbie Malibu Dream House.
And I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman, and I've got things to do and places to be, so let's go ahead with this.
Oh, okay, Gil, that's oddly brisk of you. Not your normal. Anyway, hello, everybody. So we've realized that, you know, we've been so eager over the past several weeks in this podcast that we have honestly forgotten to talk much about ourselves or about the podcast or about Town Hall. But as you know, podcasts like to do a little housekeeping at the top of each episode. So we thought we would do a little bit of that today. So first, Gil, you have some really exciting news.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's sort of what I was getting at. I'm actually in the midst of a bit of a book tour. I have a book that's coming out, or I guess it releases tonight at midnight, actually. So I know a lot of people are sort of lining up, getting ready for the party for my book release.
What's the book about, Gil? Why don't you tell the listeners more about it?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. So it's sort of a modern retelling of Peter Cottontail. But if Peter Cottontail were sort of not only to take place in contemporary United States, well, I mean, I guess it does take place in a version of Yelcomeback, and contemporary isn't exactly true. It's an alternate history. So in this alternate history, Peter Cottontail occurs now, but the now that is now is one wherein the Spanish Empire won the Civil War.
But I will say that I do think you deftly handled the drug addiction as a metaphor for our consumerist, materialistic economy and views of entertainment. I thought it was very well done.
Thank you for saying so. I mean, I thought that was probably one of the cruxes of the book. You might not know this, Manny, but in an early edition, I actually had the scene where Peter Cottontail meets a robotic version of Fellini, the Italian director, and Baby made the wise choice, I thought, to have that moment where they lock eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Both literally and metaphorically, of course, because robotic Fellini's eye does protrude out of his skull.
And the other cruxes of the book are Peter Cottontail's six other Horcruxes that are hidden around the world.
If we can strike that one from the record, that's a huge spoiler.
Gil, we're very excited for you here as your colleagues. I'm looking at an advanced copy of the book now that you were so kind to like bring to Town Hall for all of us to share. And first, I just want to congratulate you from getting this this epitaph and this this review on the inside cover from your favorite author, Dan Brown, famously the author of The Da Vinci Code.
I really preferred Angels and Demons personally, but yeah, it was nice that he was able to not only read it, or at least I assume he read it. I mean, the quote really is sort of vague enough to suggest that maybe he didn't read it. But, you know, he is sort of the master of puzzles and vagary. So there could be a lot to work out in this quote. It just says really good book, Dan Brown. I think there might be something else there.
Well, speaking of exciting news and good storytelling, I don't want to walk over. You also have exciting news coming out of you and your mom's family business.
Oh, I do. My mother and I, Agatha Smith Jones Johnson, we run a family business at her home on top of Lone Mountain, the Smith Jones Johnson Mortuary and Funeral Home. And, well, we've decided to help demystify the funeral process and really bring to light that death is a natural process and part of life. So we have launched our very own YouTube channel. We are really honing in on the ASMR craze. So our channel focuses on embalming ASMR. As my mother and I perform the autopsies and the embalming of the corpses, we just gently caress the organs and really hold them up close to the microphone. And people in the comments seem to love it. People who can't fall asleep very easily say it lulls them into a sense of security. And some people say that they don't want to sleep and that our videos keep them from ever sleeping.
Well, and baby, you did say you brought a clip of that ASMR with you just so we could preview for the listeners. Could you play that?
You wanted a clip. Well, I have a pancreas here that I was going to use to do a live demonstration.
Well, okay, I guess that really smells. Yeah, I guess that works.
Okay, well, so we respectfully remove the organs from the body, present them to the camera, and massage them ever so gently, ever so gently. You're drifting off to sleep now. Look at all the blood and pancreatic fluid lulling you to sleep.
I'm gonna be sick. Oh, well, God.
That's awfully disrespectful, Manny. We put a lot of time and effort into this craft.
Sorry.
Baby, I think that you and your mother really have a hit here, and I just want you to know I became your first donor on, I would say on Patreon, but I think I became your first donor as well, because that's my pancreas.
It is Gil's pancreas. thank you so much for this donation, Gil. This,
no problem at all.
This pancreas helped us get our first 1,000,000 views.
Wow. Oh, you all are moving fast, almost as fast as our podcast. And speaking of our podcast and things that are not always live, like that pancreas, we are very excited to be announcing that we here at This Is Yelcome Back are going on a live tour. Every great podcast with lots of listeners and lots of fans likes to go out to the people. So we thought, why not us? After all, we are public servants. So we thought we would start right here at home. Gil, baby, where are some of the places that we are thinking of hitting up for some live talking sessions, unrecorded, so you can get us unfiltered? Where are we going to be?
Well, I think sort of one of the most exciting spots, for me at least, is going to be our live show at Half Foods. We're going to be in a little kiosk there in between sort of the bread aisle and the end of the produce. Not only will we be doing the live show there, but that is also when I'm working my shift as a sample person. So feel free to stop by and try some of these really, well, they're not nutritious, but, and well, they're not tasty. Zucchini weenie dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can buy a pack of 12 for $2.99.
Well, very good. Keto friendly.
I had thought that it could be a good idea to mosey on down to Shartzilla Euphoria, formerly known as Garbage Dump Beach, to interview the gay interns on the progress of the beach cleanup. Manny, I did eat that shakshuka that you brought into work. We will be visiting the newly remodeled bathrooms at the school board.
Well, yes, I think no matter where we find ourselves, we're excited to be together. We're excited to put this show on the roads of Yelcome Back and to get out there to, you know, the few of you who aren't listening already, and just, you know, let your voices be heard, let you talk to us, and you know, you can tell us how we can improve not just our real community but our podcast community. We take a lot of pride in both, and we're really excited about that. But speaking of letting
Manny, do you hear that sound?
Well, honestly, I thought that was still the pancreas. Otherwise,
gently
no.
Wrap the pancreas with respect for the human life. And all
That's because there is no sound, Manny. The phone is not ringing.
As we consume this organ.
Well, that's...
Yeah, the phone isn't ringing. We turned the phones off today.
Why did we turn the phones off today, Gil?
Well, it's not just that we turned our phones off. It's really the entire building. Earlier today, I was sort of drumming up attention for my book tour, and I decided to recreate a scene from the classic film Gojira. That's why I'm wearing these huge dinosaur feet. Unfortunately, I did trample over what I thought was a miniature model of a phone tower. It turns out that is the actual phone connection to the building. So the phone lines are down.
Well, that is actually terrible timing, Gil, because just today I installed our cell phone blocker here at Town Hall because I felt like you both were getting really distracted on your Wi-Fi and on your 5G. So I used this.
Sorry, Manny. I'm getting a walkie-talkie message. Yeah, go ahead. I think it's Baby.
Yep, it is Gil. I was just Manny. Do you mind? Can you turn around?
Well, I'll go look at all these people outside of Town Hall waving their arms, and now I realize it's because they can't get our attention any other way.
Anyways, Gil, I wanted to walkie-talkie message you to say, boy, Manny sure is talking a lot today. Are we going to have time to get to our... We need to get to our commercial.
Copy that, Baby. Yeah, big lanky boy is really taking it on too long today.
I'm right next to you.
We'll clear that one up. Over and out. Manny, you can come back over now.
I didn't move. I'm right next to both of you.
Manny, that's great to know. We really should cut to a commercial now.
Okay, well, I'm fine, but I'm not that lanky. I lift. Okay. Speaking of things that are cut to size, here's an advertisement.
Do you find yourself being pushed to the edge of crowds? Tired of being spoken over? Well, this week's sponsor, Power Bottoms, have the answer to all your wallflower problems. Power Bottoms are an industry-disrupting fusion of fashion, technology, and shut-the-hell-up gravitas. Each pair of Power Bottom pants can be crafted to your unique situation. Have a quiet voice? Try out the Gaped Queen windsock model, which projects earth-vibratingly loud and uncomfortable flatulent sounds, ensuring everyone shuts up and listens. Or maybe you aren't getting the attention you know you deserve. The I Live for the Applause model was made for you. These offensively skinny jeans are built with patented slow-motion walking down a hallway as your hair blows seductively technology. Manny, Gil, I sent you each on a weekend getaway to the Power Bottoms Atelier on Fire Island. Which models did you sashay away with?
Well, Baby, as you know, people tend to mistake me because of my lean build and height as lanky. So I decided to go with the stocky market models whose pants allow them to look bulkier and bigger in the thighs and butt and to feel more confident in showing off their physique and not being mistaken for, say, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Gil?
For me, I decided to take the Xiaoxiai Tiankeng sinkhole model, which is not only the deepest sinkhole in the world, but also the one that helps you emit the most gases, that really gets other people's attention directly to you as they are just wafted directly out of wherever you need them to come from.
Well, folks, hurry now for 3% off your next purchase of 12 or more pairs of Power Bottoms. You'll be saying, move, I'm gay, in no time, with your pants.
And we're back. And Gil, Baby, I guess since we do have the luxury of not being able to hear any phones ring and not being able to hear through these soundproof windows and whatever they're yelling outside, maybe today would be a good opportunity for us to actually provide a brief update on a lot of the things that are going on here at Town Hall. I know that sometimes we get lost in the drama of callers and forget to update the people on some of the most important happenings here in the town.
Manny, could you turn around for just a second? Baby to Gil. Gil, when Manny says drama and not listening to people, is he talking about us? Is that bitch shit-talking?
Turning around, I can still...
Baby, copy. Gil here copying you, baby. I thought that that was self-criticism, frankly. Over.
You all know those are toy walkie-talkies, right? Like, they don't... There's no batteries or anything in them.
Well, how do you explain the siren noise?
I can't.
And how do you explain the fact that Gil and I can still hear each other and send messages?
Manny, did you want to give us an update on something that's
Thank
been going
you.
On
Thank
on
you,
this
Gil.
Island?
So, as you all know, here at Town Hall, we came up with a 5-point plan, to increase the population here in Yolkenbach. We are inching ever so steadily toward our population goal.
And speaking of inching ever so steadily, Manny, do you mind backing up just a little bit? You are really in my and Gil's faces today.
Sorry, I got a little turned around, then my sore ankle. It's hard for me to balance without your shoulder to sort of hold my hand on. Okay, but I will. I'll just sit down. Okay, so... One thing that we've never discussed on the podcast is point 5 of the 5-point plan. We introduced it. We're hoping to diversify job opportunities on the island through new partnerships, bringing in new businesses, bringing in entrepreneurs. And I do have 2 updates on that for you, just really quickly. One, we are partnering with a corporation called So Demanding Branding. You might know them. They come up with all the marketing and branding for generic soda brands that you might find in your grocery store. So Mountain Lightning, Dr. Thunder, or my favorite, Sunpissed. And they're going to bring a whole operation here to Yolkenbach. So we're excited to get some marketing professionals and some soda enthusiasts. And also, baby, speaking of the gay interns on Shartzilla Euphoria, they happen to know a lot of old men who are just willing to help us out, give us money, provide jobs to the island. They seem to really have a hold on these old men. It's as if all they had to do was make a phone call and threaten to, release some details or something. I didn't catch it all.
What kind of jobs are the old men bringing in?
They didn't give me a lot of information. The gay interns were holding this pretty close to their naked chests, but it sounded like maybe sugar manufacturing, based on what they were saying.
Oh, well, we could always use more sugar here on the island, especially as of late.
Yes, and it also sounded like maybe some parenting thing, because I heard a lot about daddies. But, either way, it sounds like a great opportunity. But I just wanted everyone on the island to know that the entire 5-point plan is in operation. It is on the way. And Gil, I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about what we're doing to make sure that if we meet that goal, our population goal, that we're also meeting the other state standards.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, so I guess it's important for us to give just a little bit of background about sort of everything that's been going on. You're exactly right. We did create the 5-point plan, which was made to increase the population here on the island because we were threatened by the state that if we did not meet a certain population threshold, that we'll be disincorporated and sort of taken over by the state. That was perhaps best known to us when we were approached by an Italian-American woman, originally introduced as Lisa Kumon Denominatore, but later revealed to be Lois Kumon Denominatore. She's actually now basically my neighbor. As you know, I live pretty close to the Brazilian consulate. Mm-hmm. And she's been staying there. So we keep tabs on each other. She's really been looking at a lot of other arcane laws, trying to find other ways to disincorporate Yolkenbach. But you know, we're working hard on fixing all of those. We've we've had a lot of things come up that it turns out needed some fixing. And the Hive Point Plan is doing some of that. There are other issues. A lot of reports of sentient trees, which it turns out that there are some laws, state laws about sort of a town's ability to operate with a certain per capita of living trees. It turns out that those were unfounded, or so we think. So I think we're safe on that. But of course, one of the other things that we are a little concerned about is that Lois also recently told us about some history of Yalcombek that we didn't know, which is that it's possible that the country of Sweden may actually have a claim to Yalcombek. That one we're still working out, so
that is
more on that soon, hopefully.
Yeah, that is concerning. Now, Gil, I do know that Lois brought up that there would be surprise inspections at the Pump Palace, where all of our our island's milk comes from, the human milk, of course. How have those surprise inspections gone? I know that you have been overseeing the code, getting that place up to code.
Yeah, well, you know, I spend a lot of time at the Pump Palace, sort of just free time anyway, so it was not difficult for me to find time to make sure that everything was up to code. And frankly, it was. The women running the Pump Palace really keep a tight shift, and everything's flowing smoothly. Both literally and figuratively. That said, there was a little bit of concern with some, I guess, labor standards. Really, there was some redness, some tenderness. But we got some lotions, some aloe vera, and we got that all cleared up.
Very good. Well, speaking of clearing things up, we are also trying to clear the air here in Yalcombek and, you know, help the environment best we can. And baby, I know you have some updates on a really important and ambitious environmental initiative that we started some weeks back.
It's true, Manny. And that initiative is the Black Forest and Black Phillip Memorial Forest, where we are hoping to beautify and bring more lumber back to the island. As you know, Jamie Jameson famously milled all of the lumber here on the island, leaving vast stretches of plains that created something of a dust bowl. However, we are in very good hands. I have recruited my very good friend, Beulah Forney, part-time actress, Herbalife peddler, and private investigator. She is also an amateur arborist, so she has been heading up that effort. However, there was a bit of confusion, and Beulah has not actually planted any trees or anything that will grow, for that matter. She did dig several thousand holes and fill them with candy corns and dum-dum suckers.
Well, I guess maybe that'll grow something magical and fantastical. Now, baby, I know that one of the challenges...
Hopefully not living trees, though. I just want to be clear.
Well, unless they're candy corn trees, then that might draw people in. Or
no one likes candy corn, Manny.
You're right. You're right. Let's hope.
And if they do, we don't want them here.
I want anyone here, to be honest. The year is... We're over halfway through the year. Time's running. Time's running out.
That is an awfully low standard to relegate yourself to, Manny. Candy corn.
But
eaters?
if you are listening to the podcast and you're interested in moving to Yalcombek, we're happy to have you, and
so
you're
happy.
Welcome to keep your candy your proclivity towards candy corn to yourself. You know, eat it in the privacy of your own home. Or actually, you know, now that I think about it, maybe do come to the island and eat all of this dang candy corn that's filling up all of our tree holes.
You know, yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, we here at Town Hall, we don't kink shame. So whether it's eating candy corn or wearing a diaper, or if you do either of those things, you are still a citizen, and therefore, you know, can help us increase our population and diversify our community. And maybe we'll all broaden our minds to new candies and new ways of life. And, you know, on that positive note, Gil Baby, I do think we all just, you know, we knew this was going to be a short episode today. Nobody's calling in. And frankly, we might call in, if you know what I mean. But I did want us all to just offer a little bit of gratitude to the listeners who have been loyal to us so far, and who will, you know, still be with us in the coming weeks and months and years as we try to make Y'all Come Back not only a viable community in the state, but a thriving community.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I've been so, you know, I've always felt at home here in Y'all Come Back, which is my home, and every comebacker is sort of important to me, and I have to say I've been really overwhelmed by the number of non-comebackers, comebackers yet to come, as we like to call them, that have shown their support by listening to the podcast. So thanks for tuning in. And we hope to see you soon, you know.
Fellas, I'm going to be perfectly honest. When that mushy crap starts flowing out of your mouth and the touchy-touchy stuff starts flowing, I completely tune out. So I went over and I threw out that cell phone blocker that Manny had installed, and I checked my email on my phone, and you guys are going to want to look at this.
Well, Gil, as my screen reader, can you tell me what it
says?
Yeah,
no problem, Manny. It seems to be from a government official from the country of Sweden.
Oh, dear.
And it says to please return my call immediately.
Oh, not that email from a Swedish government official. That's personal. The next one from a Swedish government official.
Oh, I'm sorry. That one actually says, please return my call immediately in the subject line. And then in the body, well, I'm not sure I can say some of those words over the air because they're not in a language that I can speak. But I can get the general tone of it, which is to say that it seems threatening, and we should probably figure out how to get these phones back up pretty quick to give them a call back. But before we do that, it's time for time, weather, and community announcements. It is 8:23 a.m. on this lovely Tuesday morning. In community announcements, the Y'all Come Back Railroad Commission is looking for new and gently used trains. If you have locomotives, hopper cars, boxcars, tank cars, gondolas, or even cabooses, bring them on over to the Railroad Commission and we'll make you an offer on the spot.
Sweden Minister for Foreign Affairs Ann Lind encourages all Y'all Come Back residents to apply for passports, work visas, and the IKEA loyalty program for reasons that will become clear in the upcoming weeks. She also wants to thank Y'all Come Back's Little Sweden community for sending her that crop kakor to celebrate Midsummer Dagen. They didn't travel well, but it's the thought that counts.
The Interlake Chemical Corporation is pleased to announce that all Y'all Come Back municipal tap water will feature fun new flavors, including goat cheese caprese, raspberry tenderloin, and water.
The Y'all Come Back Coalition of French Cowboys will be holding a square dance to celebrate Bastille Day. Be sure to mose on over this Friday at 8 p.m. to boot scootin' bougie, or you'll be saying zoot alors.
The Y'all Come Back Geological Society has confirmed reports that the Chasmic Pit has once again moved, relocating to Sector 8 of the Y'all Come Back Community Sheep Farm. All contracted shepherds, on-site residents, collies, and pigs are being asked to steer clear of the area until the pit's dimensions and demands are known.
The Roxford family would like to publicly apologize to all customers of Roxford deodorant. The family was unaware that vigorously rubbing one's underarms with porous rocks would result in medical emergencies. However, since many of the injuries resulted in the loss of underarm sweat glands, the Roxford family maintains their stance that the deodorant works as intended.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to be a part of, remember, this is Y'all Come Back.
This is Y'all Come Back is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. eager for more This Is Y'all Come Back, or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Y'all Come Back Pod on Twitter and at This Is Y'all Come Back on Instagram. Our email is yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. That's yallcomeback podcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This Is Y'all Come Back, you can support us on Patreon, where we are always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so that you can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Y'all Come Back, we are looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.